Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Seven Hope Alliance responds to misinformation in Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-hydroxymitragynine, 7-OH, in The Hill. Seven Hope Alliance, a nonprofit group dedicated to responsible access to 7-hydroxymitrine 7-OH, responds to Dr. Robert Redfield's recent op-ed on 7-OH in The Hill. Scientific advisor Dr. Michelle Ross corrects key inaccuracies, clarifying that 7-OH is a naturally occurring compound, not a synthetic opioid. Research shows 7-OH has a ceiling effect on euphoria, similar to buprenorphine, and does not pose the same risks as synthetic opioids. Dr. Ross emphasizes the importance of continued exploration and responsible regulation of 7-OH, highlighting its potential as a harm reduction tool. Seven Hope urges lawmakers to engage with the science and lived experiences of those who rely on 7-OH for pain relief and stability.
Esteemed public relations professional Cindy Shutt announces retirement after a storied career. Esteemed public relations professional Cindy Shutt is retiring after a distinguished career spanning nearly four decades. Known for her impactful storytelling and strategic communications, Shutt has been instrumental in elevating the profile of Van Horn Law Group PA and its founder, Chad Van Horn. Her mentorship and guidance have shaped the firm's public visibility and national recognition. Throughout her career, Shutt has been a go-to resource for journalists, generating hundreds of news stories in top-tier media outlets. As she begins her well-deserved retirement, her presence will be deeply missed by colleagues, clients, and journalists who have relied on her insight and professionalism.
Presidio Endoscope enables first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery in the Gambia. Presidio, a leader in advanced surgical visualization technology, proudly announces that its state-of-the-art endoscope was foundational to the first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery successfully performed in the Gambia. This landmark procedure, part of the recent Harvard Banjul mission trip, was led by Dr. Tim Smith of Harvard Medical School and Dr. John Jabang of Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital. The donation of Presidio's endoscope system enabled a critical turning point in surgical capability for the nation, allowing for advanced procedures that were previously not possible. The mission also focused on sustainable investments, developing a national neurosurgery training program, and building infrastructure for long-term progress. The transformative impact of this collaboration was deeply felt by both the visiting team and the Gambian medical professionals, showcasing the power of innovative tools in advancing patient care worldwide.
California Tortilla honors memory of Ethan Schwartz with month-long fundraiser. California Tortilla honors the memory of longtime fan Ethan Joshua Schwartz with a month-long fundraiser benefiting Happy To Be Home. Throughout July, participating locations will donate a portion of chips and queso sales to support the organization in Ethan's name. To celebrate their 30th anniversary, California Tortilla invited fans to share their favorite memories. Ethan's story, a devoted fan who communicated nonverbally, stood out. His dad, Eric, shared a heartwarming memory of Ethan enjoying queso at the Royersford location. California Tortilla President and CEO Keith Goldman expressed gratitude for being able to support Happy To Be Home through this fundraiser. Guests can visit any participating location in July to enjoy chips and queso, with a portion of sales benefiting the nonprofit. Happy To Be Home helps families create accessible living environments for children with disabilities. For more information, visit happytobehome.org. Q&A with Jennifer Krishka, Director of Philanthropy at Alzheimer's Community Care. Jennifer Krishka, Director of Philanthropy at Alzheimer's Community Care, brings over 20 years of nonprofit leadership to ACC. She oversees donor cultivation, event strategy, and community partnerships to fuel ACC's mission. With 85% of every dollar going directly into services like adult daycare and advocacy, philanthropy is vital. Upcoming events include a cocktail reception on November 18th and Hearts of Hope luncheon on February 6th, honoring community leaders and supporting families facing dementia. ACC provides comprehensive, person-centered care for patients and caregivers, focusing on safety, dignity, and compassion. To get involved, volunteer at adult day centers, participate in outreach, or advocate for the cause. Visit allscare.org for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.